Fuel cells are devices that use elements like hydrogen and oxygen to create power, which can then be used in anything from computers to cars to rockets. They need catalysts made out of platinum in order to do that, which has made them extremely expensive. But that might be about to change.
I'm David Casales. I'm a professor in the Department of Chemical and Environmental Engineering at UC Riverside.
Dr. Casales led a team of researchers in creating a new type of catalyst for fuel cells. Instead of platinum, Casales used other cheaper metals as catalysts, like cobalt.
And so the cost of cobalt is about less than 1% of platinum.
Casales and his team essentially created a material that works just as well as the platinum catalyst, but at 1/100th of the price. And that could have huge implications for mass producing fuel cells.
We hope to not only put this in automobiles, but in aircraft and other vehicles that need power.
But lowering the cost of fuel cells isn't all that Casales' team hopes to do. His department at UCR also studies biomimetics, which takes design from the natural world and applies them to human structures. And that could actually help them embed fuel cells into the structure of the car, as in the car door also functions as a fuel cell.
The ultimate goal is to combine the lessons learned from biology to make structural materials and combine those architectural designs with these active materials to make multifunctional materials. So again, perhaps the door of the car becomes the fuel cell itself.
The research is funded by a multi-university grant from the Department of Defense and includes other top research universities like UC Berkeley, Northwestern, and Purdue. The paper is published in the journal Small. For KVCR News, I'm Benjamin Perper.